نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله العظيم. First thing that should be noted is that according to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Surah Al-Duha and Surah Al-Inshirah are one surah. They are not two surahs. He used to recite both these surahs in one rak'ah of the prayer without in between reciting Ayah Bismillah. But they are two surahs, there is no doubt. Consensus of all the other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that they are different surahs. And I suppose that to make them a pair, so that you know that thing is fulfilled, that the surahs of Quran are mostly in pairs, so it has been divided. Otherwise, the style is the same. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa, wa wajadaka dhalan fahada, wa wajadaka a'il, alam nashrah laka sabrak, wa wada'na anka wizrak, الذي أنقذ ظهرك. The same style. The same, you know, conversation, you may say, of communication between Allah and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم at a very, very, very personal level. Secret. And what I said before about Surah Al-Duha is more important regarding Surah Al-Inshirah. That this surah could not be understood except by those mufassireen. They are interpreters and exegetes, but they have a mystic orientation, spiritual and mystic. Because alam nashrah laka sabrak, have we not expanded or opened up for you your chest? Wada'na anka wizrak, and we remove from you that heavy burden. Allazi anqadha dhahrak, which was nearly breaking your back. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, as we have exalted for you your renown and fame. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So, always, along with hardship is this. And again, surely, along with hardship is this. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. So, when you have accomplished your task, the mission assigned to you, fansab, then exert yourself fully. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, and let your, towards your Lord, be your entire quest. Now, this is known that this is from among the very early Makki surahs. And the conditions for the Prophet and the companions of the Prophet were very hard. They had to struggle hard at that time. There was the ease. Had this surah been revealed in Medina, it would have made something else. Those hard times are gone. Now, the things are very easy for you, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No. Very early Makkah surah. So what does it mean? What was ease to him? What was the meaning of the expanding of chest? What was the meaning that he was relieved of the burden that was nearly going to break his back? Now let me quote here. What I am giving you, that is from Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullahi Alayh, one of the mystic mufassireen of Indian subcontinent of the last century. He says, actually, for a prophet or a saint, the most lovable thing is that he should keep solely, exclusively attentive to his Lord. Why to discharge the duties as a messenger, you have to go out. You have to talk to the people. You want to keep yourself engaged in meditation with your Lord. Go home in your lonely place, praying to Him, talking to Him, conversing with Him. Let your soul have a direct communication with your Lord. This is the most enjoyable thing that a human being can ever imagine. But now, the command is go. Izhab ila Fir'auna innahu tagha. Go to Fir'aun. He has transgressed. Now you have to face. But the biggest pain that he is having is that condition which he had when he was talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Mount of Tur, how pleasant it was. So Allama Iqbal has quoted Sheikh Abdul Qaddus of Gango in his lectures. Once he said, Muhammad Arabi Balai Atma Raft to Baz Ahmad. Ba Khuda agar man raftame, Baz na andame. Muhammad of Arabia went to the highest heaven and then came back. By God, if I had reached there, I would never have come back. So this is the difference between the mystic experience and the prophetic experience. A mystic, a Sufi, wants to keep himself with his Lord. No interference. This is the tendency which led to that monasticism. This was an unbalanced attitude that led to monasticism. Why to marry? Have all these, you know, problems. 101 problems for you if you marry. You have a family now. You have to feed them, care for them. Now the child is sick and now you have to get him admitted to the school and so on and so forth. Now you can't have that, you know, that sukoon, tranquility of your mind. Baithe rahe tasavvur mein jana kiye hue. Keep sitting and have the thought of Allah in your mind and nothing else. So that was the pain actually which Muhammad was having, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While he was asked to go out, preach to the people. We are looking only to the outside pain that he was getting when he some said, oh, you have gone crazy. Oh, you are a poet. Oh, you are a sorcerer or a magician. This was also hurting him. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَذِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. But that is not mentioned here. That, you know, his difficulties were going to more and more multiply in the coming years. But أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. That was painful to him was his occupation with this propagation of religion. And not keeping himself alone in the loneliness. Plotinus has said very beautiful words. Very beautiful words. Flight of the alone to the alone. Within us we have something which is alone, and that is our Ruh. Ruh is not son of someone and daughter of someone and brother of someone. Ruh has no connection with anybody else here in this world. It's all alone. Whatever it is by itself. So when one is sitting and contemplating and meditating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the flight of the alone. The Ruh within me and you now comes out, goes up, 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 up. Flight of the alone to the alone. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. He is the alone. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. But as time progressed, Muhammad came to know how much it is delightful for you when even a single person accepts Islam and you feel, now this brother of mine is saved from the fire of hell. This is another delight. This delight now takes the place of that delight. The Sufi are used frequent for suluk. There is sair ilallah. One is going nearer, nearer, nearer to Allah. Then fair Silla. Now contemplating and meditating the person or the attributes of Allah. This is that position from which if you are asked to go away, then you feel pain, you feel hurt. But the third stage is fair anillah in Allah. Now you are going away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to go down the Mount of Noor, where Muhammad received his first revelation in the cave of Hira, Jabal al-Noor. And Musa had to come down from Kuh-e-Tur, the Mount of Noor. Inna bil Afirana inna utaha. But that fair anillah in Allah. But this is for Allah. So that more and more of his creatures, they are saved from the fire of hell. They turn towards Allah. This is the biggest delight. Biggest delight. Biggest delight. But you come to it, to realize it. But you have to take some time for that. This yusra has now come to you. But you had to pass that through that also, that difficulty. You had to pass that. But now you see. The Prophet said to Ali, Ya Ali, لَا يَهْدِي اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرُ لَكَ بِالْحُمْرِ النَّعْمِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes even a single human being towards the right path because of you, it is much more precious than so many red camels. That was the biggest, you know, wealth for the Arabs. رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. Guidance will be given by Allah. But you have become instrumental in it. أَنْ يَحْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ. If Allah guides even one human being through you, through your effort, through your dawah, خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَمِ. Red-colored camels, a host of them, this is more precious than that. Now, فَإِذَا فَرَقْتَ. This is for the future. When that time comes, Ya al-Haqq wa zahaq al-Batil. When that time comes, then you'll be free. Then you attach yourself with us absolutely. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And this is, you know, historically speaking, in the Seerah, the sermon that Muhammad gave sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one evening before he died. Came out from his hujra. And you know the salah prayer was in progress. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was leading the prayer. When he felt that the Prophet has come out, he tried to get back so that he comes forward to lead the prayer. But he said, no, no, continue. Then he sat by his side. Now, sitting in that sitting posture, he was the Imam of Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr was the Imam for the rest of the congregation. That way that prayer was completed. Then he gave the sermon. Allah has given an option to a servant of his. If he likes this world, he can choose it. If he likes the other, he can choose it. And the servant has chosen the other one. Abu Bakr wept. And some of the people said, look to this old man. Why is he weeping? But Abu Bakr has understood that the Prophet has decided to go now. Because to every messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this option. Now from our side, you are free. You have done your duty. If you want to come back, okay. If you want to still stay in the world, okay. We shall grant you further ease. And that is why the last words on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of death, Allahumma fil rafiq al a'la. Now I choose rafiq al a'la, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give up this world. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa sikil